The deficit is largely due to declining property tax revenues, but DeKalb School spokesman Walter Woods says it's also the result of increased health care costs and more than $40 million in under-budgeted funds.
This is hard fixed costs like fuel and equipment, utilities, things that we have to pay every year. Those costs keep going up.
Atkinson's plan would cut positions from the central office and raise property taxes by 2 mills. It would also boost class size by as many as 3 students, but Wood says that's a last resort.
We hope that we can alleviate that somehow through the tax digest or other means and cutting central office. So we want to alleviate that as much as possible, but we do face very hard choices in terms of our budget deficit.
The district will hold public hearings on the budget starting next week. The board will cast its final vote in June. Martha Dalton, WABE News.